Hello, everyone. This is your host, Anthony, on Geeks Are Wired. I am joined by Bill.
Hello.
And Ted.
Party on, dude.
And Anna.
Hi.
Kind of ruined the flow there, Anna.
And if you like to email us to pose a question or whatever you'd like us to answer, you can reach us at geeksarewired@gmail.com or you can call us at 801-896-4335. That spells geek. And you can also join us on our Patreon, where you can pay a monthly subscription and possibly talk to us on a Discord and join in all the shenanigans that we discuss and whatnot.
We're crazy and wild. Wild and crazy.
Yes.
And you get the episodes early.
Yes. Oh, yeah. And you can get the episodes early. This week, we've decided to do a kind of a debate thing, arguing that the Empire is a force for good in the universe. We will have someone arguing for that and someone arguing against that.
Ooh, who's arguing?
Specifically, it'll be Ted and Bill. Ted is arguing that the Empire is good. Bill is arguing that the Empire is bad.
And I forgot to let you know about this, but our listeners know, you can go vote after this episode's over. We're not going to decide on the podcast. You all get to decide on our Patreon
page. I never agreed to that.
Well, we're doing it. I'm doing it.
We get to decide
they get to decide
Who
won the debate on our Patreon page.
Yeah, you can decide that I won the debate, even though you still don't agree with me, if Bill's just a weak debater, by the way. Vote for me. Well,
there you go.
So, and it'll be open to everybody. You don't have to be a subscriber on the Patreon page. And there'll be a link in the show notes, or you can go to patreon.com/geeksarewired.
Yay for voting democracy. All right. We ready to get this show rolling? All right. We are going to decide via D20 on who gets to go first.
I thought Bill got a D6.
No, you just said that. You keep saying that, like, you know.
Well, I got the D20. You're going to have to get your own die.
Oh.
I thought we were using the same die.
We're using the same die.
Yeah, we got to make sure it's not weighted.
Fine.
All right.
14.
Ted with a 14.
Beat a 14. That was a pretty good roll.
Ah. 10.
Ted gets to go first.
Right, well, I get to choose who goes first.
Oh, you get to choose who gets to go first.
I get
bad.
To choose who goes first.
All right.
And I think I'd like Bill to go first.
All right.
All right. You ready to start?
Yes. So I am arguing why the Empire in Star Wars universe, only under the control of Palpatine, is bad.
Right. To clarify, we're not talking about like episode 7 and beyond. We're
actually
only talking about the Empire from
the end
stopping
of six.
At 6. Yes. The Empire that was basically overthrown in episode 6.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Are there any additional ground rules for the listeners?
We're not using the books, any of the book literature.
Yes, because I know way more about the book.
Yes.
I'm going to do my best.
That's Bill. Bill said that he wants to use the cartoons, and I acquiesced to his demand. However, I probably won't reference too many of the cartoons because I have watched some of the Clone Wars, but I haven't seen any of the other stuff. So,
well, there's only the two rounds of cartoons. So we're going to include episode 1 through 6, Rebels, and Clone Wars. None of the games.
That's
none
right.
of the
none
comic
of the books.
None of the
novels
and novellas and Amazon teeny tiny books. So we're just talking about everything that has to be video.
Oh, also, we're going to include the fan fiction YouTube videos. So.
I don't think we're allowed to do that.
Look, see, the judge just said so.
Yeah, no.
That's outside the canon.
Yeah. That's fan canon.
Says you.
You don't want to go there.
You bring it in, I'm going to bring the books.
Okay, so movies 1 through 6, episodes 1 through 6, I mean.
Yes.
And
some
of the TV shows.
And also everything that falls in that timeline, which means Rogue One and Solo.
Okay.
That's
it's,
fine.
It's in the so videos, everything that is a video that happened in between episode 1 and episode 6 in video that you can watch.
Okay.
Excluding the Christmas Star Wars special.
Ah.
All right, we ready to get going?
Yeah.
Bill, ball is in your court.
So, the Empire is evil because they go out and they kill people. They kill lots of people, and Palpatine is a liar, lots and lots of lying. He ends up firing everybody, all the voters, you know, back on the voting. He gets rid of everybody who's a voter as soon as he can get his power and takes over everything so he no one can challenge him. And then he kills everybody. He kills everybody who could oppose him. A Puron dictator. So he lies to his people that he ends up forcing him to join him. And he kills everybody. I'm gonna keep on going on that one. He just kills lots of people. and if he doesn't kill you, he puts you in a robot suit. Because he didn't kill a couple of his people. He didn't kill one of them. He did put him in a robot suit. The other one he didn't kill. He made sure he only had robot legs. So he literally who does not support him, or who he leads alive for his people. Literally are at least half robot afterwards. So he can make sure he is more powerful than they are. He uses lightning. Lightning's not good. If it hits you, it's bad. It kills you. Lots of killing. What else? He brainwashes everybody by making them join his side. He ends up going out into the universe and forces people to get his assistance for him. He also ends up using his power to force his assistance into the Jedi Academy, or into the Jedi group, and infiltrate them and, you know, kill them all. Even the children.
Not the children.
Yeah. The Empire killed the children. And he kills lots of people. I really should have remembered.
Keep going back to death.
Death. It's bad. Okay.
Okay.
I'm going to stick with that. Let me quick jog through things. Let's see. I also forgot. He also ended up having a bunch of people created. And made sure their entire purpose was to kill a bunch of people. Kill all of his enemies. He said two words. Order 66. Killed all the Jedi. He killed everybody. Pretty much. There was a few that survived. Even the children died. And the children that did survive, he just didn't know about them yet. He force recruited them. And then he killed lots of people. Let's see. What's the other fun stuff? He also has weak security. Very, very weak security. Everyone he keeps on putting in charge of security just lets things leak. So obviously you can't trust something that has weak security because your secrets cannot be safe. So even if they were possibly good, they're bad because they suck at security. Because they just allow things to happen. He wanted to fail. That's what makes him even worse. He wanted to fail, and he killed everybody. And I'm going to wrap up my intro. He kills everybody, or puts them in a robot, makes them a half a robot.
Okay, that was fantastic, Bill. That was a
compelling argument, yes, Bill. That's... Now, Ted, for the rebuttal.
No, not the rebuttal.
No, rebuttal?
No. It starts off, why am I right?
Oh, why is he right?
So this is an explanation of my side of the story.
Your side of the story. Sorry. Yes.
My side of the position.
All right. Your side of the position.
All right. So I appreciate you taking the time to have this discussion with me today, Bill. And one of my main points here is that when we're looking at the canon, we're looking at the movies, we have to realize that the original trilogy was from the point of view of Luke. So it's basically Luke telling the story. So any information that you get from the movies is going to be skewed to make him look like the good guy, whether or not he is. But we have a way to judge his actual actions and everything based on the outcome and how this works, you know, how what's going on with it. So what I intend to do is I intend to show how the Empire was doing a decent job given the epic task of keeping order in the universe, and this group of religious zealots came in and took over and destroyed the Empire so that they could impose their own type of law, but they didn't have enough people to even keep order in the different systems across the Empire. So the Empire's doomed to fall into chaos after these terrorist acts topple the Empire. So my main point here, when the Senate was in charge, they assigned these groups of religious zealots to arbitrate problems using their own religious laws. Now, this group wasn't elected by anybody. This group was chosen, stolen from a pool of children across the Empire. So if you happen to have a child that was unfortunate enough to have some good strength in the Force, then that child was going to be taken away from you by the Jedi Order and trained, brainwashed, as you will, from an early age to not be allowed to show any sorts of emotion.
Okay.
No, you can't interrupt me. I'm talking here.
Okay.
they're not allowed to show any sort of emotion. They're not allowed to have any family contacts. They're not allowed any sort of a life of their own outside of the strict context of the Jedi Order. So what this means is that you have these so-called arbiters of the world, of the universe, enforcing their laws based on what they feel is good and their religious goals. So when Emperor Palpatine comes in and overthrows the Senate, it is a good thing because there is no good rule of law. The Senate has grown too big to be an effective way of governing an expanse as large as the universe has gotten. Excuse me, the galaxy has gotten, and it's just time for the change. Now, this is framed in a bad light because, unfortunately, the people who actually the Jedi's created the clones, if I do understand the story correctly. So the Empire, Palpatine was able to find out about this before and subvert them so that they weren't, not be able to be as effective as the Jedi had hoped. But why would the Jedi need this giant attack force anyways? Seems quite interesting. Sounds like they were looking to take over themselves and enforce even more Jedi garbage on the universe. So then we get to the original trilogies, 4, 5, and 6, where the Empire is in force and doing okay. It's a hard job, right? And so all of a sudden, they finally get a good way to keep our rogue planets in line through mass execution, which sometimes you just got to make an example of someone. Now, that's not great. I'm going to admit that right now. They're not always going to make good decisions, but the threat of nuclear weapons in our world has kept peace and prosperity in the world for longer than anything else. So the threat of the Death Star is all that is necessary for that. And then we get the rebellion, which blows everything up, just like some ISIS terrorists, something like that. So yeah, the Empire is a force for good. They keep control.
Compelling opening.
All right. Yes, apologize for interruption.
Yeah,
but
I think I should get like 20 more seconds.
But
you got a rebuttal.
There was
that, Bill.
Yeah, there is a rebuttal. Though some of it might have to go in two questions. So I'm ready. And we're going to first go with Palpatine started the clones by getting a Jedi to start the clone factory, which he was going to use. Hence why Palpatine was able to put in Order 66 into his clones. So, once again, the Empire started this mass army to kill everybody. Again, kill. Just on this. Kill. And the Jedi found out about it later and was like, well, they didn't know that their Jedi was working for the Empire. They were already infiltrated. They had, you know, people that Palpatine had put in. So it made him kind of, they had to deal with it. And they were like, well, I guess since it was we did this and these exist, and it was a Jedi Council person that did it, we'll use them? Because we don't have the droid construction that the bad guys have. So Palpatine used the clones in preparation for his empire. And then the question, well, no. Children do not have to, under the Jedi Order, children do not have to join. I just realized, I think I'm rebuttling and not saying why you're wrong.
That, is right. I guess I'm right. You're right.
Children do not have to join the Jedi if the parents are not wanting or the child absolutely do not want to. Under the Empire, children are taken in the dark of night to be slaves to the Siths. They are picked up and taken away if they show any type of advance or any type. Even more so, the Jedi could come to you and be like, your child has the ability to become a Jedi. To become a, you know, our elected officials have your elected official. Your sector of space, have decided that they need a standing military to protect us. Your child could become one of these. What do you say? And they can say yes or no. The Empire? No. They just say, and also the other thing is they also know everybody through their knowledge. They know everybody that will become and who has these powers. The Empire went through and just kind of stayed in the shadows and creepily watched your children when you tucked them in at night and then took them away if they showed any power. So they also didn't get everybody. So they didn't even do a good job yet, because people still gain these powers. And for the religious zealots, not one leader in the entire Rebel Alliance was a Jedi. Luke was a warrior that they used. That they used as their poster boy. I'll admit, he is a great poster boy. He was not a leader. Leia, she was not the leader under the Rebels. Her father was, and he has no Jedi abilities. Even more so, though she has gained Jedi abilities, she does not use them, and she was not the leader considered one of the leaders until years before the end of the rebellion. So you have non-religious zealots defending themselves, and the Empire did not defend themselves or did not properly get all these alliances set up or all these planets set up. There were plenty of planets that they just carpet bombed. They're like, we want to test some new technology that will just kill living matter. This looks like a great planet. It has lots of living people on it. Let's use it there. Or they would go to these planets like, we must take structure and take all this. We'll take away everything you have. And that's why with all the pushing and everything else, There had to be. It was when you take away people's rights and take away people's abilities, if you take away too much, they overthrow. Because the Empire keels or leaves you a half robot.
All right. Ted? You are free to begin.
May the Force be with you. May the Force be with us. Allah Akbar. Seems like there's a similarity here. Before they go into battle every time, what do they yell? May the Force be with us. So tell me they aren't religious zealots. Just because they don't have the power that the Jedi do, they aren't strong in the Force in the same way and haven't developed it, doesn't mean that they're not zealously trying to impose the will of the Jedi religion upon the galaxy. May the Force be with us. Now, as far as the children go, like I said, this whole story is from the perspective of Luke and Luke's allies. So when you say that the parents had a choice, air quote, that they could allow their children to go in, are you really going to say no to a group of people with plasma swords? You're going to say, no, you can't take my child away from me. That's not really a choice. That's like coming up to someone, looking right down on them, saying, you know, you can give me that, flashing your gun. You can give me that sandwich, or I guess you can eat it, patting the gun menacingly. Furthermore, we have no way of knowing if the Jedi didn't just use the Jedi mind trick on them. They sure tried it a lot in episode 1 when they were trying to get Anakin away from the what's his name. Yeah, he says, you know, your mind tricks are no good here. So not only was he immune to the Jedi mind trick, but he knew that they used it as a general tactic. So we're talking about mind control, brainwashing. The Jedi used direct mind control for this. Furthermore, I have direct evidence. I don't have direct evidence. I'm sorry. There are theories out there that that Leia's planet was playing around with fire and just blew up on its own. We don't have any evidence that, you know, you can't, that's a hoax. That's just a hoax.
Inside that job?
Yeah. Yeah. There was some other stuff going on. And yes, during war, bad stuff happens. I'm not gonna say that the Empire was the best force in the world because they're not. That's quite obvious. But I'm saying they're the lesser of two evils. When you're stuck on one side with lightsaber wielding thugs stealing your children in the night, and an Empire that's trying to just bring law and order to the universe, to the galaxy, you know, you've got to choose the lesser of two evils. But so if we're talking about slaves for the minds, I mean, this is just propaganda. This is complete rebel propaganda and that sort of thing. It just never happened. Not in any meaningful way. Furthermore, when we're looking at, you know, turning people into robots, I mean, what are you going to do? The person... I mean, Darth Vader had his limbs completely chopped off and was left burning. I mean, it's a miracle that they could keep him alive, and yet you're complaining that they turned into robots. And what was it? Darth Sidious is chopped in half?
Maul.
Darth Maul? Yeah, chopped in half?
Mike, I got to correct you.
Yeah. No, it's good. Darth Maul is completely chopped in half. I mean, yeah, what are you going to do? You're going to give him robot legs. That's just the technology of the time. They try and keep people alive. Meanwhile, the Jedi just tend to let people die whenever they feel it necessary or helpful to them. So, yeah, excuse me for not trusting people who have direct control over other people's minds and can just change the story at will. These aren't the droids I'm looking for. May the Force be with us.
All right.
All right, so to the questions. So. now I gotta think which ones I was going with. I had so many, I'm like, I should have written stuff down. All right.
Should we have Ted go first?
No, that's not how it works.
All right.
Do you... I should have really written these down. Okay, so your... what did they first start saying in the rebellion? May the Force be with you.
I assume from the very beginning.
Episode
4 is where we see the rebellion. Mm-hmm. I guess there's also the cartoons. Like I said, I'm not good with the canon and the cartoons, but... To my knowledge, they said it from the beginning.
So, well, I was saying, what is the beginning of... Okay, look at that. What is the beginning of your rebellion? When does your rebellion start?
When the rebellion had started well before that, before Luke got involved. Mm. But I would imagine it started shortly after the Senate was dissolved, since Leia was saying that the Senate won't stand for this, but at that point it was just a puppet, which was no longer necessary.
Do you know if any of the Jedi were told no successfully?
Were told no successfully?
Yeah, you cannot take my child.
I imagine that they would claim that some people said no successfully. Right. Well, that's what I would do if I was a Jedi.
So, if the Jedi have asked the question at least... What did the Sith do again with the children?
Well, so the Sith is a cult. The Sith is a cult, a branch of the same religion. The Zealots are the same religion. Okay. So Emperor Palpatine,
who was actually leading the Empire.
A cult. Yes, he was a cult member. But the cult started with him and ended with Darth, whoever he happened to have with him at that point. Right, so they weren't actively looking to convert people. They were a member of a cult, and are you sure they didn't actively convert people? The actions of an individual do not reflect on the actions of the government. You got to look at the actions of the empire.
So how much time did Palpatine spend monitoring his government? Or telling or guiding his government, even personally.
He probably left a lot of that to his underlings, as a good leader would.
So if he would have been too involved, he would have been a bad leader.
Potentially.
And if he's a bad leader, that means it's a bad government.
Not necessarily. You can do poorly at your job and still have a good organization.
Oh, okay. So they kept leaking information. There were not many people. The rebels didn't set a lot of people inside, unlike Palpatine, vice versa. They still lost lots of information from this.
Sure.
From their own people.
Sure.
Is that a good thing or a bad thing?
Well, I mean, it's bad for any government to have secrets being leaked out, absolutely. But you can't say a government is good or bad just because...
They suck at keeping secrets?
Yeah. I mean... You can say that their security force is ineffective and should be addressed and reformed. And my whole point isn't that they were perfect, because I've already conceded that they're not perfect. I'm saying that they're a force for good in that they removed the religious zealots from power.
So the Senate had a Jedi military force. Do you know what Palpatine's guard military force was?
Well, I mean, he had his personal guards.
Well, yes.
And then did they
have any powers?
They wielded lightsabers of some sort, it seemed like. I don't know. Darth Vader did. I couldn't say other than that.
So you're not about any of the others that...
But again, I mean, just because you've got personal bodyguards that suck doesn't mean that...
I'm not saying why they suck. I'm just saying that, you know, so he would have recruited additional... Force users,
perhaps.
Or taken, or told them to take one.
How can we know?
Oh, I know.
Through the filter.
Through the
filter of the Luke's point of view.
No. Pre-Luke. We're talking Rebels.
Yeah, but it's still the same point of view.
And we're also talking
the good point of
view. Well, no. There's still their point of view.
Okay. So.
All right.
So, Bill. If I can control your thoughts and I can control your mind, then is there any way for you to know that during an interaction with me, that a choice that you made was your own?
So, like when Vader asked Leia for the information and he used his Jedi mind trick of Sith power to crush her soul and get answers. You're right. That is bad.
Did he compel her via the Force?
Yes.
So he used the Force to mind control her to tell him
Empire number two in Empire used his.
I'm pretty sure there was a torture drone for that.
There was, but the Jedi or the Sith do it better. I was like, the Jedi used have done it, but they also don't. Because they can still compel you to tell things.
Okay, but so you can see that
But they don't want to.
You can
see that. They still do it more.
You can see that that's not good.
Correct.
Yeah. Okay. So we have one Sith Lord, and then they're Darth whoever. Yeah? Is that accurate?
No.
Who else?
Well, see, Maul is a technically Sith Lord.
Darth Maul?
No, just Maul. He's not Darth anymore. He's Maul.
Uh-huh.
He got rid of, you know... He
de-Darthed himself.
He de-Darthed himself. Sidious is not a Darth. Well, no, I guess he is Darth Sidious. Darth Sidious. Maul is using his abilities, and he gained his knowledge and abilities from the Empire's leader.
Mm-hmm. And he works actively for the Empire?
He gained his knowledge and his hatred from the Empire.
Okay.
From the leader of the Empire.
So that's the leader of the Empire. Okay. That's the leader
and
of the Empire.
There are the brothers and the sisters.
So is the United States of America a good country, keeping in mind that Trump's in charge? Or Bush or some other person that you may not like? Or we could even say Obama, depending on your point of view.
Yeah, I was like, you got to get the other side. Don't start with Clinton.
No, I mean, obviously, I've got a certain bias as far as this goes. But you know, Obama... ordered drone strikes on people. People died just from him saying it. So that's a bad action. Does that make the United States as a whole evil?
The entirety of the people are not. And I'm not saying. I didn't.
My question is, like, you keep saying that the Empire is bad because there's the leaders... have their own
but
personal
the empire
reason
is
for,
identified
for doing
as
it.
The leaders, the planets are under the Empire force.
The Empire's rules. And
they do not agree that they are part of the Empire. The Empire... Idaho doesn't like to be part of the United States. Idaho would love to leave the United States. The United States says no. Therefore, Idaho should not be considered...
You mean like the entire South?
Stuff like that.
During
in history, yes.
During Lincoln's reign. Yeah.
So actually, no, Lincoln was at the very end. So it was not Lincoln's reign. Lincoln was after the fact.
So are you saying that...
Well, at the end of all that.
That the United States is bad because the South decided that they didn't want to be part of the United States anymore, and the North went to war to keep them in the Union?
Are you
saying that that makes...
You could if the... government is enforcing unjust laws and mercilessly killing people. That would be correct, but the government was not enforcing unjust laws or mercilessly killing people.
So, can you name a law that was in place that was unjust under the Empire?
Order 66.
That was a military order. That wasn't a law.
That wasn't a law. Okay. If you work for the rebellion, or if you help the rebels, if you help the rebels, you are killed.
Yeah, okay, so aiding and abetting terrorist organizations, we drone strike you.
All right. Yeah, and you do get thrown in jail.
Our own citizens. Okay. Yes. Yes.
If you talk bad about the leader, you're killed.
Well, I mean, obviously, you can talk bad about the leaders and...
See? So you're saying, you were killed.
No, you should be killed because...
Because you talk bad about the leader.
Yeah, it's the glorious leader. It's the glorious leader. Yes. All right. I concede that point.
It's been recorded.
All right.
All right. So now we will wrap up.
We can do the wrap up, and I think...
Do you want to do an open debate?
Oh, does the audience have questions?
Does the audience have questions?
You too. The two of you.
Two of us.
I'll let Anna go first if she has any.
I should have written stuff down too.
I know. It's just like I started looking for paper. I'm like, man, there is not. You're messing with the pen. I'm like, I still can't write on anything. Pull out all the cards. Yep, she found things. All right. Do you have anything?
You know what? I think she was going to say something.
Oh, yeah. She is? Go for it.
She was looking up Order 66.
I was trying to see what the Order 66 covered.
Once it was implemented, it was to kill all Jedis. So once they were out and doing their thing and defending, you know, helping the Republic grow and everything, or helping defend the Republic, and then Order 66 was implemented, and all the clones turned from fighting the droids. And or all the robots and the enemy of the Senate turned and shot their generals, the Jedi.
So the entire force decided it was a better idea to fight for the Empire.
They were
than
forced
for the Jedi.
No, they're mind controlled by the.
Do you have evidence?
Yeah, it was implanted in their head.
Oh, implanted?
It is literally in. Clone Wars.
So was it implanted in their head to fight for the Senate?
No. They were trained to be used as...
From how long?
What do you mean, from how long?
At what age did they start training them?
I believe once they... Because they were clones,
mm-hmm.
and they were sped up to right. age to...
Mm-hmm. So they robbed them of their childhood.
18. Uh-huh. Well, yeah. So, but their childhood is like... 2 months.
It's fine because they're not real people. I get it.
But no, that's the other thing. The Jedi still gave them, accepted them as people, let them use their nicknames and, you know, the names that they gave themselves. They weren't just numbers and they treated them as people. While those that were implanted by the soon to be Empire leader only saw them as numbers. And cannon fodder and nothing more.
Again, that's the propaganda that I would spread if I was trying to take.
Oh
down
no,
that, the
that's
Empire.
Actually also from
yes,
rebels.
Yes.
No, that is the point of view of that. There was an entire episode about it. This guy
right.
liked
propaganda episodic propaganda
okay.
from your point of view.
So
I really
is his point of view the entire episode.
That I really can use that that excuse for anything. That
and
you
so could
say
I technically
along those lines. So. So yeah, any other questions or?
I know that like episode one has Anakin Skywalker as an enslaved like child.
He is a slave, yes.
Mm-hmm. Stolen from his mother.
And then they
not by the Jedi.
By the Jedi.
Nope.
He was with his mother as a slave.
But he was as a slave, and he was a slave as not as he was owned by somebody else.
He was also an excellent pod racer.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah, and that's how he gained his freedom is through.
Yeah, actually, he gained his freedom.
Is
the Jedi didn't take him.
No, the Jedi manipulated the events to make it appear that he gained his own freedom.
But because they gambled?
They cheated at gambling, yes.
How did they cheat at gambling?
So you're saying those dice rolled the way they needed them to without any outside interference.
They may have been a little loaded. They were loaded, and they still they there was two cheating going on. They just countered the cheating
cheating themselves. That's not
so. If two cheaters,
cheating.
Does two cheating make a right, or does two cheaters make both wrongs?
No, they're both wrong.
Then it's a moot point because you're saying that them cheating was wrong, but you're saying those dice being loaded was also wrong, which means the dice should never have been used.
No. So the Jedi knew that the dice were loaded.
Yes.
And so instead of actually providing a level playing ground by providing their own non-loaded dice...
But he wouldn't have allowed that. He was a cheater.
You don't know that for sure.
He was a cheater.
Yeah, no, he was definitely a cheater, but they could have leveled the playing field. Instead, they chose to cheat to make sure that they got it their own way.
So they both
Which
were
they
wrong.
Did all the time.
They both have
a pattern.
And so does he.
Of lying for their religion.
And so was the leader of the empire. He had a pattern of lying for his religion. Just an old...
No, for the government that he felt was a better one to put in place.
Oh, because he was in charge.
Right.
If you're in charge, you know, obviously.
No. My leadership would be horrible. It would be bad. It would be bad. I'd get mad with power.
So do you guys feel that enslavement was necessary, like, to what you guys are arguing about as far as...
So she does make a good point. So
I was wondering if you're going to get to that.
There was a lot of slavery going on, even under the Senate. So it's kind of a wash when it comes to that. There was slavery before, there was slavery after. So,
but the government did not enslave. In the new one, the government did enslave.
You don't.
And they're the empire, the government enslaved.
You don't have evidence that the Senate did not enslave people.
Oh, okay. There may have been leaders in the Senate because they were of some of the senators... The from the planets they came from.
Because slavery was obviously allowed on Tatooine.
Mm-hmm.
So, and they were part of the Senate, yes?
Yes.
Okay. So, there was slavery allowed under both regimes, so you can't use that as a point for saying that the Senate is superior.
Because they would have had slavery. Okay. But so, they're both bad for slavery.
Absolutely.
Okay? But I wasn't really talking about slavery. I was wondering if you're going to bring up the slavery one. I actually was trying to skirt it, but now that you brought it in, guess what? They're both wrong still on slavery.
Absolutely. And like I said, I have never said from the beginning that they did everything right. I think they did a whole lot wrong, but they did a lot better than enforcing the religious law that the Senate did.
But did they enforce the... But the Empire enforced the religious law that the leader...
No, the leader himself. He was not enforcing the law on the town, on the people. He was not stealing children from their sleep.
Yes, he was.
When? When did Palpatine steal children?
Well, no, he had other Siths do it for him. He had the brothers and the sisters that he would send out. There are Jedi wielders... From Rebels, have you ever seen... I wish I remember what they were, but they actually had a dual-blade lightsaber that was kind of like a Frisbee. They'd hold the thing and it'd spin in front of them. He would send those people out, and they would bring back children to work under the Sith for the Emperor Palpatine.
Right, as his personal slaves.
For Darth Sidious. Well, as his
personal slaves, so he owned slaves.
Well, I'm not saying whether he didn't, but he would... So he wouldn't even ask. He would just take these children, and if they were resistant, the rule was to kill.
Which I would say is more straightforward. At least you know what you get.
You're either going to join or you're going to die. Right. Well, the Jedi, they may tap that gun. They may tap that light stick, but they don't use it. They don't even ask the question. If you resist, you die.
You never hear about the things that went wrong with the Jedi because they hid it.
They did?
Absolutely.
Are you going to say propaganda?
This is propaganda.
I think your propaganda of them hiding it is propaganda.
So, as far as the religious aspect of it, like, what would your last thoughts be as far as the control over the empire?
Again, they were the ultimate arbiters. They were the judge, jury, and executioner. Well, maybe not executioner. I was like...
Jedi were not judge, jury, and executioner. They had to bring people back in for the government to do. While the Empire, whoever they sent out, was the judge, jury, and executioner. And usually the executioner. The Jedi brought people back that were under these crimes to be collected. While the Empire, if they resist, shoot them.
You know, at a certain point,
and some of them you can't shoot straight.
You need to be a little more brutal. Oh, that's actually a good point. I was going to bring that up. So.
Oh, look, that's the end.
There's all this talk about how the stormtroopers couldn't shoot anything. But when your boss's kid is the one you're shooting at, do you really want to be a straight shot?
Except for they all were untrained And
no, they were trained. They were highly trained.
They were in for like what? Maybe 20 years tops. They literally had a military that existed for 20 years because those clones, they let them go.
Right.
They told them to go away.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
And they offered some, but once the clones, their brainwashing wore off, they were like, we're out. We just leave us alone on our plans. They're like, fine, we will let you go away because you already did the thing that we brainwashed you to do. Now you are worthless to us.
They literally told their veterans
to go away. They hated veterans, actually.
They allowed their veterans to retire peacefully on their own.
And then they killed them later.
That's such a terrible thing to do.
But then they didn't support them. These veterans?
Nobody supports their veterans. Come on, let's be honest.
Yeah, I know. But they didn't support them. They needed help. They just said, fine, if you're not going to get out, you're worthless to us. Leave. Obviously, the brainwashing wore off. Get out of here. And then after some time, they went through and they started killing them. They killed quite a few of them.
Well, I mean, when you're causing problems,
not all of them caused problems. They just were veterans.
Just the ones that got killed.
Same with the ones that became robots. Half robots. They caused problems. They were expendable. The Empire thought everyone was expendable.
Mm-hmm. Everybody is expendable.
No. Only under the Empire.
Those were the only questions that I kind of brought up, but does Anthony have any questions?
No representation. One leader.
I don't have any.
Couldn't think of any. There was really no discussion in any of the movies over like the real government type, like how that sort of thing was handled.
What do you mean?
The Empire down.
What do you mean? Explain that.
The Senate
voted in people, and they said
No. From the Senate, we're talking about the Empire, though. Because the Empire. I don't have the knowledge of rebels and the other stuff. But, however, from my point of view, the leadership style was really glossed over for the Empire. All that was said is Empire bad. We must blow them up. And this is actually part of the reason I just wanted to use the movies because
I haven't seen the other stuff.
I haven't seen it, and
that's the reason I didn't want to just use the movies is because I figured the videos weren't too bad, and cutting out books and games and everything. Cutting out like 80%.
If we were given a year, like I discussed, okay. I'd have a lot.
We might have to come back to it then.
Yeah. Anyway,
listeners, call in, say so if you want.
Anyways, my main point here. Is that we don't have a lot of information about how the government was actually structured. All that they say, all they give is a massive straw man that everybody lived under the iron fist of the emperor. But there's no way that he could manage an entire galaxy by himself.
Obviously, okay, even with rebels, obviously he didn't. But he still had key people that talked directly to him. And they still had communication. They could, and he had the ability to to force choke people to death clear across the galaxy.
Yeah, but you can't force choke to death everybody.
There was a few times I think he wanted to.
Yeah, so.
And he was trying to get, and plus, the Jedi had the ability. All right, this is going to get far out real quick, real fast. The Jedi had the ability to travel between space and time, and they never used it because they knew it was bad. Well, the Emperor knew. Once he found out it existed, he wanted it. He wanted to go back in time and make sure everything would work his way. He ended up killing quite a few people to make sure that he could do it. But luckily, the rebellion shut down the gates.
So you have no idea what would have happened if he would have traveled back in time.
Oh, no, no. He knew. He even said... They knew exactly. He was like, I want to. He wants to go back in time. He wanted to kill everybody. He didn't want anything to. He knew that he would fail, and he wanted to make sure that he would never fail. He wanted to make sure he would succeed from the very beginning,
right?
Even before he even could have existed.
So what's wrong with that? Making sure that there's law and order.
Making sure he can kill everybody in advance.
Making sure
No, he was not going
in the universe
by killing everybody.
By taking the forces necessary,
killing everybody
to make an omelet. You got to break a few eggs,
or making them robots.
Half robot. Come on.
It depended. There's always Grievous. He's mostly robot.
So
yeah, still a little bit biological.
Very little.
I'm willing. Like I'm willing to forego the closing arguments, unless you'd like to.
So we'll wrap up.
Yeah.
Okay. So you're done then.
Yeah.
My closing arguments: the Empire killed everybody or turned them into robots.
Killed them dead.
Oh well, I guess that if we're gonna do closing arguments like that, may the Force be with you. Boom.
So, again, after all this, you can go vote on our Patreon page. Decide who won, Ted with the Empire's good, or Bill, the Empire's bad. And you can also, while you're there if you want, you can support us. But it's going to be open to everybody on our Patreon page. We'll have a link in the show notes.
Should we also have a neutral option? Or no?
They both sucked.
There you go. We'll have a neutral option. Do it again after more homework, including books, are done in a year.